Penguin Random House Australia proudly presents The Prince Boofhead Syndrome, written by Michael Carr-Gregg and Ellie Robinson. Narrated by Michael Carr-Gregg. All rights reserved. Introduction. A few years ago, I was standing outside my son's school early one morning after dropping him off. I'd just finished texting a work colleague about some urgent matter when a four-wheel drive pulled up and a glamorously dressed and beautifully coiffed woman got out, clutching a folder. She stood a few metres away, pulled out a smartphone and tapped out a text message. A few moments later, a short, skinny boy in school uniform sauntered up to her. "Here it is, darling," the woman said, proffering the folder to the boy, who was clearly her son. The schoolboy, not more than 13 years of age, took one look at the folder and said loudly, "That's the wrong one, you stupid hag. I needed my maths folder. Now I'm up shit creek and it's all your fault." The woman looked close to tears as she stuttered, "But Simon, darling, I thought you said English. I did tell you to check your bag before you got in the car. I had to cancel an appointment to get this to you." Simon regarded his mother with an expression of utter contempt and said, "You're just bloody hopeless. Just rack off." Then he turned and walked away. Up until this point, she had not even noticed that I was standing there, but now she realised that this rather unpleasant exchange had transpired in front of an audience of one, me. I don't know if she knew who I was, but as an adolescent psychologist, I had been invited many times to speak at the school. She looked mortified and said to me apologetically, "He's been under a lot of stress lately." She then scurried back to her car and drove off. Now, I don't actually care how much stress little Lord Fauntleroy had been under. I can think of no circumstance under which it would be acceptable to speak to any human being like that, let alone one's loving mother. In my work as a psychologist, I spend a great deal of my time watching parents and their sons, and I firmly believe that what I witnessed that day outside the school is on the rise. Can I prove it? I can tell you that in my trips all over Australia, New Zealand, and Asia, teachers have told me that this behaviour is increasingly common. Do I have the results of a double-blind, randomised controlled trial of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?